I'm about to be on some real murder shit, eh? I'm telling you, man. Any nigga that ever looked at me wrong owes me money or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead. You understand what the fuck I'm saying, eh? They're fucking dead, man. I don't give a fuck about nothing, man.
All right. We finally here. We are finally here. It's been a long journey to get this thing together, but I'm here now. I'm ready for the world to hear me. I'm here with two of my partners, man. We're going to go ahead and spit this NBA knowledge to you guys, and then we're going to see how it works out. But most definitely, I'm going to go around and have them introduce themselves. It's something about introducing another man. It's kind of weird to me, but I'm going to go ahead and start with B. Go ahead and let them know who you are and where you're from, and then we're going to get it started like that.
What's up? I'm Brandon. I'm here from Sacramento. About to spit this basketball knowledge for y'all. Let y'all know what's up with this real basketball knowledge.
Yo, what's going on? It's Ave. Mr. 916er out of Sacramento, about to give you this sports knowledge all around.
Okay, man. Hey, so kind of want to just, just kind of bring it in, kind of relax. I mean, I'm not really into the all let's get right back into it, questions answering. Let me ask y'all, man, y'all been keeping up with, y'all even watch college hoop? Y'all even look at college hoop?
Oh, yeah, especially during tournament time.
Zion, tell me what y'all think about Zion, man. Tell me what you think about Zion,
oh,
man.
Zion is a beast, man. Like, just so athletic to be that big and to move like that. He going to be something different. He kind of just like he just look like a big – he's like a big Blake Griffin to me. Just like a big, bigger, stronger Blake Griffin.
So he's not a LeBron James to you?
Nah, he don't really handle the ball or see the floor like LeBron. So I can't say he's like a LeBron. I'm just trying to think of a player who's athletic – and can just like do a lot of stuff with his athleticism.
I question his jumper though.
I mean, if you watch him, he just shot some threes and he shoot decent at the free throw. And
that's the interesting part about his game is how it's going to translate into the NBA. Because right now in college it looks one way. I mean, he's definitely talented naturally as far as ability, but is he going to be a small? Is he going to be a power forward?
Yeah, definitely a power forward. Power forward off top.
I don't know, man. He look like kind of small to me, man. I don't know. How tall is he? What is he, like 6'7"?
He's 6'7", but his size and athleticism.
He's like 280.
I mean, you got to remember, you got Barclays.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking.
Larry Johnson.
I'm a Barrett guy on that team. I think he's going to be more consistent over a span of time.
Nah, I mean, he could be, but if you just watch Zion, he's going to be something special, man. It's like, we never seen nothing like this. Like a player his size, like we never saw this body frame do what he do. And it's like the way he carrying Duke right now, like in the tournament in these last few games, you just look at him. He a man amongst boys, and he's only 18.
Is he only 18?
18.
I don't know. I think he's a holdback, man. I thought he was 19 years old, man.
Nah, but that man 18 looking like beast. I can't wait to see him in the league though. It's gonna be nice.
Who we got number one pick, man? Who y'all think is gonna be number one pick, man?
It's gonna be one of them things where the Kings gonna get it, man. The shine's gonna shine on us, and Kings, we gonna get that number up here. Nah, nah, but on some
King,
real stuff.
Kings.
I mean,
about six players away.
Yeah, six. Yeah, right.
Hey, I don't know, man.
We experience away. Right now, we the only team in the West who's still mathematically in it, in the playoff run still. I mean, and that's a lot to say for us because we were expected to win 27 games this year, and we're going to win well over 40.
I don't know, man. I got, my Sixers. We'll probably go to the conference finals. We may lose because our coach is terrible. We lost to the Hawks tonight, bro, by 2 points. Did y'all see the banger by what's his name?
I heard Trae Young hit it.
Oh,
nice
man, at the buzzer. I mean, that's all coaching, bro. How we beat we were 7-game win streak, bro.
Hey, but the Hawks been playing pretty decent down the stretch though. They've been giving teams runs.
Oh, they're trash.
No, the record is trash, but they have been playing better down this stretch though.
You
can't just go in Atlanta and just go to sleep. You know, did Joel Embiid play tonight?
Yeah, he played.
Oh.
27-17, something like that.
Okay, well, it was Simmons' fault. I mean,
the stat line was good, man. You said Simmons' fault. No, he looked good. Simmons' fault. Simmons almost had a triple dub.
Get that jumper going.
Simmons almost had a triple dub, man. I don't know, man. You're talking about, matter of fact, I'm going to have to bring up these stat totals, man. I'm all about making sure that I'm quoting stuff right. Ben, 21-6-9. Joel Embiid had 27-12, and Butler had 25. See, what happened was Tobias Harris had 13, man.
Oh, what about the – what was the score?
129-127.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like defense. If y'all could have held them to at least 113.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys had a good offense tonight.
Dude, we don't play defense. And that's another thing. I mean, as a team, our starters, J.J. Redick is our Achilles heel. But I like
Redick in there though.
We need Redick. I mean, we don't have.
He's a shooter. Yeah, he's a shooter. Yeah, y'all need that to space the floor. And his size doesn't really affect it, if you ask me, because you got Simmons, who's 6'8", at the other guard, so he can always hold the point guard. So
yeah,
it's not really a size thing. I don't think. I mean, you guys got a good lineup. It just takes to me. It just to be able to win a championship, to be a great team, you got to take losses. You got to know what it is. Like the Warriors, even though the Warriors are good, remember, they lost to the Clippers, to the Spurs. They had a few losses with that team first before they got, you know. But teams just always think they lose. They just always panic and be like, oh,
nah, man, we was on a 7-game winning streak. We should have banged the Hawks. I mean, we just beat Boston.
It's regular season.
We show up on a Saturday and punk out?
Well,
that's all coaching right there. That's called motivation from coaches. It's just not there. And then we always doing – our offense is so limited.
Yeah.
Dribble handoffs, isolation. We need to be more creative.
All that being said, you guys are third in the East.
Yeah, we're going to be third. We're going to finish third.
Behind two teams that are having good years, Toronto and Milwaukee having real good years. So
yeah, we're going to beat the hell out of one of them, though. I don't know which one, but we're going to press
one
of them.
Well, you just got to win that second round matchup. If you guys in the 3C, so it looked like you guys will be playing Toronto in that second round.
That's going to be rough.
That's going to be a good series.
That's going to be rough.
I don't know.
Don't they got Gasol out there at center?
Yeah, they got Gasol now. He comes off the bench, though.
Yeah, we're going to embarrass him,
and they got Siakam, Kawhi. Ooh, Kawhi might. I wonder who he going to lock up. Ben, Butler, somebody.
So who? Kawhi. Butler going to be on him, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really worried about that.
What about Boston? Anybody
feeling? Yeah, we won't play them unless we go to the conference finals. And they gotta beat Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's just too much for them.
And they took a tough loss today. They lost to They lost to Charlotte. Charlotte went on a 30-5 run to finish the game and beat them.
Yeah, man. Somebody gonna Boston start pointing at the coach too, though. Somebody gonna start calling at the coach too, man.
Well, he was known as the best coach in the business for a long time. So now all of a sudden they struggling. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see when the playoffs come. I just like to say when the playoffs come, it should change up, though. You get to study one team a whole week, 2 weeks, and and you get your days off. It ain't no back-to-backs and
it's,
all
it's
that.
It's playoff time, though, man. These cats is done with this regular season, man.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's what happened to us today, man. What, I'm not going
to
lie, man.
But the Warriors lost tonight, 2 to Dallas.
Yeah.
So the Warriors lost.
Yeah, the Warriors lost. Yeah,
26 to 91 to Dallas.
You know? Yeah, man, we taking these days off, man. We too many broads in their hotel, man, the night before, man.
Yeah.
Curry ended up sitting out, it looks like. So, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't
playoff
that
time, yo.
Okay, man. Hey, okay. Let's bridge this, okay? Because this is something I really wanted to talk to cats about, man. Because I'm ready for this war. Before I say it, man, I want to let y'all know, man. let me say this, man. I don't like that every time we talk about this man, they always talk about his shoes. They always talk about what he's done. Like he's a black god, and it saddens me because I think it's a little bit of name change is the reason why this guy is not being recognized on the level that he should be recognized. So I'm gonna say it, man. The greatest basketball player of all time. I'm gonna go around. Who do we got?
I got LeBron James.
You got LeBron. This guy sounds like a prisoner of the moment. So you telling me, are you telling me you're going LeBron? See, that, I just got to hear. Why are we mentioning LeBron James?
Just based off his dominance in the league during his time. And, I mean, from his rookie year to now. I mean, he's pretty much been arguably the best player in the league during his whole tenure.
Best player in the league during his whole tenure. He's been playing, what is it, his 15th year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I remember when he was in high school, Brian, I was watching his high school games.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much lived up to all the hype. I mean, yeah.
What makes him the best of all time, though?
Well, I like his ability, his size, and just, I mean, he has the numbers. I mean, as far as just –
What numbers are we talking about?
Just his we're talking about just personal accomplishments. I mean, he has scoring titles. You know, he's been the MVP, All-Star. I mean, he's done it all pretty much, you know. He can handle the ball. I mean, he's pretty much a dominant ball handler as far as just orchestrating a team at the small forward, though. So, I mean.
I don't know, man. I got to bring him up right now.
Yeah, I mean, bring him up, man.
What is this? LeBron.
LeBron's a great player.
I'm not saying I like him the most, but I have to say, based off, what I've seen, I mean, it's probably the best player, I've ever seen in the NBA.
Yeah, I couldn't say LeBron was the best just because his career isn't over yet. I don't know what he has, but if it finished today, I would say he's not the best.
I'm basing it off if it finished today.
If he finished today, I don't think he would be the best. And it's not even necessarily the finals record or anything. It's just that I can't put him over Michael Jordan.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. Just looking at his career numbers right now, he's at 27-7-7, bro.
Yeah,
that's great. I mean that's pretty good. This cat is a 15-time All-Star, 3-time World Champion, 6-time All Defensive Player, 4-time MVP, 3-time All-Star MVP, 14-time All NBA Player. Of course, he was, all rookie when he came in. 3-time Finals MVP, and he was rookie year. Hey, man, that's great. Hey, no. I didn't really think about it as being. But that's huge.
I mean, and we didn't even this year is the first year we've seen him and he's not finished. Be able to have he's the not impact, not be able to have the impact that he's had so far. Throughout his career, this is the first year.
He's a winner, though.
Not so good teams too. So.
Yeah, that first one when he went with who was that? With Eric Snow?
Yeah,
him?
But
Who was it? Who was that? Drew Gooden. Yeah,
but evidently they're better than the Cavs.
Bums.
think it's better than these cats now, though.
Yeah, they're just young, and I think they checked out. I think these Lakers checked out on him, though.
I think
they
it's found Luke out. Walton, though.
Yeah, Luke, he's a bum.
I think that's a joke as a coach, bum. Man. But you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he just got I think the
he just
lucked out and just got the Coastal Warriors to that little 31-4 record or whatever happened, and he got hot. That's what happened with him.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
he got
team
around.
Tuned him out last year, and this year with LeBron, it started out nice, but it was just like it's a joke.
Yeah, but to stay on the subject, LeBron is great. But if you put up Michael Jordan's stats, see his stats look just like that. And I'm going to have to just say he's the greatest right now because he, at his peak, he was just dominant. I mean, and it was more dominant than LeBron's peak, if you ask me.
I'm just trying to wonder, like, what do you mean? I'm trying to really see. Because Jordan didn't win in the 80s. You do know that, right?
He wasn't the best college player either. He didn't dominate in college.
No, he didn't do
he
that.
He was nice in college.
He did dominate in college. His sophomore and junior year, All-American, best player in the nation, all that.
He was nice.
Hey, man. His little jumper.
Pull up Jordan college stats.
His little jumper,
he was the Naismith player of the year. Okay. One of them years.
Okay. Best one of them years. But I'm just saying, like, his first freshman
How
year.
How many years did he play in the college?
Three.
And okay. out of three of those years, he was the best one.
Didn't start popping until he hit that jumper.
Sophomore year and his junior year.
He wasn't shit till he hit the jumper.
Till he hit that little
jumper.
That was
his freshman year.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like,
freshman year.
He wasn't shit.
Okay, so
that was the end of the freshman year.
So, okay, well, if we're just talking about overall basketball, including high school, including college.
Oh, okay, NBA?
Are we talking about all that?
Didn't I say basketball? I mean, are we just counting NBA?
Okay, I would just count NBA. Best NBA
player.
I'm
just saying the resume.
Okay. Well, if we're going off the whole resume, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar without a doubt.
Okay. All right.
Because he never lost a game in high school.
He never lost in college.
Mm-hmm. And then he had a great NBA career. But Jordan dominant. Had a better NBA career. But
so we're going to just talk about an NBA then. Because let's just go ahead and close this door.
Because if it's overall, Kareem has to be the best. Because
so why wouldn't he, why isn't he? Because my pick is definitely Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I just feel like he's not the best because in the NBA, because he wasn't always the best player on his team during his championships.
What do you mean he was? He always wasn't.
Magic was the best player.
The only time he wasn't is when he was in his 20th year.
Okay, no.
That's when he retired.
Okay, so when they won in 85, he was the best player?
He still averaged 15 points a game.
But in 85.
20th year. He's not.
Listen.
He wasn't.
Three
no?
of his championships. Listen, 85, 80, 87, and 88. Those three championships, he was not the best player. It was Worthy and Magic.
So the first three,
you could say he might have been. Another championship he got, he didn't even play in the game. Magic won the game for him. You remember when Magic was a rookie against the Sixers?
Yeah, he was hurt.
So that's four championships where he wasn't even the best player on the championship team.
No. We're talking about the final game. I'm talking about, you got to remember who brought him there. In 80, he did bring him there. That year, he was averaging almost 30 points, bro.
He was clearly the best player on the team.
He was clearly the best in the whole league.
But Magic won the finals in game six while he sat down.
All I know is the reason why people don't talk about him, because he's no longer Lew Alcindor. When you change your name into a Muslim name,
they then try to not talk about you more.
Just be real.
That is true. But I'm not
six
taking
championships. Come on, I mean, I got the paperwork in front of y'all.
Six championships, but like I told you, he was final. How many finals MVPs does he have?
So let me.
How many finals MVPs?
I mean, so we only talking about the last game? Is that the only thing we're talking about? Because I'm talking about body of work. He got the most buckets ever.
He does.
And he's a center that don't shoot threes.
But he played a long time.
What does that got to do? He's most durable now, too, right?
So LeBron's going to break that.
You just help him my argument.
LeBron's going to break that.
We're talking about Michael Jordan. You said Jordan. Now he said LeBron. We don't know LeBron.
You know why he was so damn durable? Because he smoked his weed right here. I mean, That's why he was durable.
Yeah, he did. But that doesn't make him durable.
How many years is that he played?
He played dub.
20 years. Okay, now during that ring, now how many of those years do you feel he was arguably the best player in the league?
Every year when you let me give you this huge stat. Out of 20 years that he played, he was a 19-time All-Star.
Okay, that's big business.
Most cats play 15 years.
But the fans voted him in. That's when the fans got to vote.
Starting in the All-Star
But the
game.
Fans got to vote, so he got in just for his name a lot of times.
Why Mike didn't win in the 80s?
Mike did win in the 80s.
No, I'm talking about why
he lost in the East Finals and all.
Why did he? No, no. This is what I'm saying. Why didn't he? Because that is when his rules started to change.
His team wasn't good enough yet. No, no, his team wasn't good enough yet.
He couldn't get past.
You got to have a team. You got to have a good team. He didn't have no one to run.
You got to have a team.
Pippen wasn't an all-star yet.
That's why I don't count the championships too much.
You said you got to have a team, right?
You got to have a team.
Yeah, you do, right?
Yes.
So why? But if he the greatest player, why was he getting swept in the first and second rounds in the 80s?
He was by himself. He wasn't by himself.
Pippen was there. Top 50 player all time.
Pippen wasn't a top 50 player at
you
that
time.
You
had one of the greatest coaches of all time.
First of all, he didn't get swept with Pippen.
What are you talking about? He got swept?
That was when Pippen wasn't playing. You talking about the Celtics? 87?
Yes.
Yeah, Pippen came in 87.
Yeah.
And they didn't get swept in 87. They lost to like the Pistons or somebody. And
oh, okay. Then when they got swept. Beat down, he was getting slammed on the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, you want to think of
Pistons won the championship those years, right?
Yeah, okay. He did.
They were champions. They're a championship team. You got to, hey, look. But once he got to that peak and won it, what happened?
What do you mean he got to the peak?
He didn't lose no
you
more.
Mean, you mean when all the greats retired? Magic, Bird,
he beat Magic Isaiah. He retired.
He beat him with Vlade Divac.
Okay, look it.
This is not. So Magic didn't have a team.
Okay, look it.
And he had HIV.
They still made it to the finals.
Hey, he made it to the finals.
They made it to the finals. But at so the end of the day, they was good enough.
He didn't have the team.
Okay. But what about the Pistons? The Pistons had won the championship the year before that, 1990. The defending champions got to, and then they got swept 4-0 in the East Finals.
And what year was this?
So they went so old from 89 to 90.
What year was this?
1991. Yeah. They got swept.
And then when you played Vlade Divac in at center and his Magic and Worthy, I mean, that's all they had, brother. And that was it. Byron Scott.
They beat Portland and made it to the finals. They did upset Portland. They weren't even supposed to be there. They upset Portland to get there. But they got there, and they lost four games to one. You just got to play who's in front of you.
All defensive team.
Oh, Jordan made a lot of those.
Yeah, he had 9. Yeah. Kareem had 11.
So I got LeBron as far as the greatest NBA player, and I understand you're saying Jordan. And you have...
I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think, like I'm telling you, if he wasn't Muslim, he'd be the best of all time. He was.
He was a great player, but
and
he
even whooped Bruce Lee's ass. Whooped him. Hey, he stood up for black people when black people didn't have a voice. What has Michael done for the community? Let's talk about it.
We're not basing it on that, though.
Okay, you're right. You're right. So let's get about it there.
Because
you already know what I'm about to get on Mike about. He's a bootlicker. But we gonna
how, man? I mean, he's a black man selling Jordans.
He's just a basketball player, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a black businessman.
Yeah, he's a black businessman. I will give him that. Yes. I won't hate him that, but I refuse.
Just because you can play basketball good or you're the best actor, it doesn't make you an activist or something. You know, so that's the way I look at it. You know, if anybody want to step in those shoes, that's up to them.
I mean, I get it. I get it, but we can't forget about our community just based upon money.
I'm not he.
That's
man,
our problem
man,
now. That's why we're not doing nothing with each other now.
We always say he don't do nothing for the community. He gets kids to college. He done did stuff for the community.
Do you know that? Do you know that? Not only does he have more buckets than Michael Jordan, but also he has more assists. He has more.
He
points.
Played 5 more years.
Okay, so he can't help that he's more durable.
What about the averages? What was the averages on assists?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he has more. He's a center. He has more than Jordan. Now, what does that tell you, though? He's a ball.
That's an interesting
thing. Hey, Jordan wasn't a passer. Like he Jordan would pass, but he was on his team. He needed to shoot. He averaged 30. Whenever you are a 10-time scoring champ, 10 times. Mm-hmm. You're going to be taking most of the damn shots.
10 times in 6 rings.
10 times in a row.
And that goes to say how long he was dominant during the time he was playing. You know, he was the main
scoring champ. 10
weapon
years
on the
team. That's a lot. No one has ever.
That's a lot. 10 years. I see it. It says 2 for Kareem there. He only got 2. But, you know, that just means he's consistent, too. Like
that just means he played more years, so that's why he got all them damn points.
Nah, man. I mean, that you got to understand, man. Kobe had all them points.
Did Kobe lead the league in scoring 10 times? No.
I'm just saying, how many?
All these scores, nobody can ever lead the league in scoring 10 times. There's been a lot of scores.
But like I said, what did that get him? Six rings. Exactly. And
that's
Kareem
a lot.
Got six.
Yeah, but six is a lot.
Six is a lot. And Kareem got six. Team.
Especially when you finals MVP of all six.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who else was really on this team that was next to him?
Okay, look it. Who's ending?
Probably one of the best perimeter defenders
do you remember,
on this team.
Okay, look it. Do you remember Michael Jordan's last game with the Bulls in 98? Do you remember that ending when he stole the ball from Malone, got the layup, hit the – I mean, come on. Man, just the way he finished his career just is better than Kareem's. Kareem's finished his career getting ran off by the Pistons. Get your ass up out of here.
I mean, I don't know.
What you mean? You said ran off by the Pistons?
Yeah, swept. 4-0.
No. We lost. We did.
Got swept. That was his last year when he got his ass swept by the Pistons.
Yep. No. Actually, 89. What was that, in 89?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny that Mike.
That was 89. Yeah.
So Mike didn't win a ring until Kareem retired.
Oh, so you saying Kareem was holding him back?
Him and Bird.
Hey, man, I saw Kareem get worked by Ralph Sampson, man.
Did
Hey, what about when Ralph Sampson worked Kareem and Magic back in
You said worked him? You said got a hold of him a couple games
86,
or something?
86. Swept him 4-0 or 4-1 or something.
So you saying he's on his level, man? What year
Ralph
was
Sampson
this?
Ralph Sampson was until he got hurt.
What year was this?
86.
Okay, so was that his 17th year when he was still an all-star averaging about 22 points?
I just remember he got worried about Sampson.
He couldn't stop Kareem. Because, I mean, if you want to really say it, what did when Mike came back, what did Penny Hardaway and them do to him?
You talking about 95 when he came late?
Yeah, he wasn't in shape.
What happened, man?
When he came back
I don't want to hear about nobody's shade.
Oh, they won. They won.
What happened with Nick Anderson? What they called Nick? Hey, the Jordan
was in
stopper?
Shape, man.
Hey, then they called Nick the Jordan stopper that year?
I know the following year was swept 4-0. I know the following year when Jordan had a full season under his belt, he 4-0'd him.
Did come back and sweep that.
Hey, 4-0'd him.
You said what?
The next year when Jordan came back after a full season, that same team with all them same players got 4-0'd. And Shaq ran his ass to L.A. because he didn't want no more of that.
Well, I mean, also, too, they had the thing where they called Jordan. They helped Jordan out with all these calls. Jordan was the first. He's like the James Harden of them. I mean, he was shooting more free throws.
Man, they was
than
foul.
Anybody else. They wasn't fouling this cat, bro. They was marketing him. That's what they did.
Foul.
He was the next man up.
No, foul.
Bird, Magic, Kareem, all those guys, worthy Showtime Lakers. They carried basketball to that level. Mike was by himself. Who was he going against? Kendall Gill?
Man, Clyde Drexler.
Clyde
and Reggie Miller was nothing, huh? Mitch Richmond was nothing. Clyde was a great player, man.
Come on.
Clyde was a great player.
Don't go Clyde out there.
Reggie Miller was a great player. Mitch Richmond was a great player. I mean, come on, man.
Mitch Richmond, yeah. They
were just as good as Vince Carter's and Kobe's and shit, if you ask me.
Now, Vince Carter's a Hall of Famer.
So was them cats I just named.
Did Mitch Richmond make it in the Hall of Fame?
He better have. I believe he did. Hell yeah.
You're a Kings fan, you don't know?
I mean, he wasn't always a King the whole time.
I believe he lost some credit there.
I mean, he was also a Warrior and a Laker, too. I believe he made the Hall of Fame. I don't know.
I'm really
my knowledge right there is wrong. I'm not a Hall of Fame dude like that.
All right, so I just did a little Google search. I did a little Google search for the shooting guards in the 90s. So we got Clyde, Reggie Miller, Joe Dumars, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, Steve Smith, Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston.
Great players.
John Starks. Oh, I remember when John Starks banged on him.
And they lost that series too.
Jones, Dan Marley, Nick Jordan Stopper, Anderson.
Yeah, right.
Hershey Hawkins.
Okay, stop. Okay, look, you don't got a name no more. Once you got down.
I'm going to really say, man, that competition for me, none of them got. I would say about.
Compared to who?
I'm just saying.
What year was it way more shooting guards than that?
I'm just trying to really think about the era he was in.
Okay, tell me an era where he was
way more athletic than all those guys, man.
Tell me an era. When it was more,
he was just right time. Now. Name right it. Now, okay, LeBron man. James got. You can
that's
really argue
forward. That's small forward. Tell me two guards. Name five two guards better than them five right there playing right now.
Well, these
two
are
guards.
Hall of Famers. So right now we got would you be shooting guards?
James Harden.
James Harden is definitely better than everybody on this list right now.
Huh?
He is better than Clyde Drexler.
See, prisoner of the moment.
I want you to see what James Harden doing by himself. Chris Paul's been out. I really want you to. This guy is a scoring machine, bro.
It's a different league.
He can't even be touched.
You can't even be touched right now.
Okay, so then.
Who to say these players? Okay, what if Reggie Miller shot as many threes as Curry and Klay Thompson? How many fucking threes do you think Reggie would have hit?
Reggie Knight, but he's not a shooter like Steph Curry. Like Steph Curry.
That's just a different green light now, though.
Three-point shooter that we've ever seen in our life.
But if Reggie's pulling up from mid-court.
Trust me, if Reggie would have got to shoot like that,
he'd have been shooting just like that.
Hey man, you know what I hate? Man, I don't want to be an old head. You know, it's kind of like one of these cats that just believe that all the old shit was just better than the new shit.
No, I'm just trying to be real, man. If a motherfucker only gets to shoot, if you're telling me that Reggie Miller only will shoot four threes a game when these motherfuckers are shooting 14 threes a game, it's a big difference.
Reggie Miller definitely wasn't just shooting four threes a game.
You better look at them stats that you got there, boy. They wasn't shooting that many threes back then.
But he definitely wasn't shooting four.
I bet you was only about four.
Man, he was running baseline the whole game.
You can look at that average. You'll be shocked.
I'm about to look at Reggie Miller, man. Let me bring up Reggie.
You can look at three shots per game or something.
Bring up Reggie Miller right now, man.
And remember, you got Steph just coming pulling from anywhere, so it just, you know.
I mean, Steph.
Like you said, you can be prisoner in the moment. He's nice, though. But
what do you mean, bro? He is one of the best three-point shooters of all time.
I agree.
And if he shot as many threes as they shoot now, he would have been breaking more records than he had.
So that kind of goes into our next topic for real. Like
greatest starting five.
Yeah, we want to do that. Let's talk about that.
Greatest starting five.
Cuz he's averaging 18. Oh, let me see his field goal. He got field goal percentages. Okay, so I guess Jordan is the best player.
We're just gonna finish with Jordan being the best player.
No, definitely not. Okay, cool. One thing I love about this is it's all opinionated, man. And I just don't know why they're putting Kobe ahead of Kareem.
Yeah, I can't do that. Kobe, nice too.
I'm not putting Kobe ahead of Kareem.
I can't put Kobe ahead of Kareem.
Kobe's a great player though.
They say Shaq too though. They talk about Shaq as if Shaq is Shaq. Just because Shaq was a hard dunker.
No, Shaq was more than a dunker.
On some real shit, Shaq was more than a dunker.
On some real shit, though.
Shaq was more than a dunker. You can't shoot free throws for me, bro. You're not on my squad. You're a liability.
But honestly, Shaq used to hit free throws when they counted. I'll be real. I mean, I remember he played against my boys a lot, so that motherfucker would hit some free throws. I mean, he missed a lot, but he would hit like ones that counted, especially against the Kings. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
All right, so who want to start? Is that you, A? You want to start with your starting five, man? I'll be glad to.
But, you know, my starting five, you know.
But explain each one, though. Don't just spurt them out. Explain why they're your starting five.
Okay. All right, well, we'll start with my big man because I feel it's rather rare that you'll pick these, at the four and the five. You know, I'm going to start with Shaq, of course. You know, since we were just speaking to Shaq, you know, I'd put Shaq at the five. The reason I go with Shaq is just, you know, he'd be able to guard any big man that you throw at me.
You said Shaq?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. I think that was our era, so that's probably why you believe that. You think he's better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I think he'll be able to guard Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You see, you think he would? Yeah. Kareem is shooting hook shot 15-footers.
That hook shot is going to be a little 15-footers? Hey, this is an athlete that can block a 15-footer.
There's cats that can't even shoot jump shots at 15-footer. Right? But go ahead. You got it.
Yeah. You know, I got Shaq being able to guard, you know, pretty much any big man I feel you throw at him. Mm-hmm. And then as far as scoring, it's not a problem. And he'll definitely be able to play at the ball and rebound. And then at the four, I guess, like you said, I'm a prisoner of the air. But I'd go with Chris Webber.
Chris Webber is garbage.
I'm going to go with Chris Webber at the four because I feel he's a good big man that can handle the ball, be able to pass the rock, and be able to also spread the floor.
Wonk, wonk.
Yeah, that was terrible.
No, but Chris is a good player, though.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying, hey, we're just going with starting fives. I mean, we're not talking about the greatest.
That's who you're feeling with, because
I didn't say the greatest.
Well,
of
my starting
all time.
Five. Okay, that's your best fit.
This is my starting
that's
five.
That's fit for his team.
You know what I'm saying?
So we'll just, right. We won't hold it too bad against
Chris,
us.
So I got Chris Webber.
But Chris Webber was raw, though.
Yeah, remember.
Now, you know he wasn't even the first Balor Hall of Famer.
I know.
But I'm not saying, remember, we're not talking about the greatest starting five. We're just talking about who would you be
right,
your best
right,
starting five.
You're right.
So I got Chris Webber and Shaq as my big man.
Okay, so Shaq and Chris, okay.
Shaq
go
and Chris
ahead.
Webber.
Okay, small.
At the small, I got KD.
All right, small. Who,
at the
who's
small,
small?
I got KD, of course, though. You
okay.
Know?
Ooh, okay,
you
KD.
Know? So we're going to throw KD in there because we gotta have a shooter and somebody that can also create his own
pretty,
shot
pretty long.
Or play without the ball,
so
catch
you got
and shoot.
Shaq, Webber, KD. Okay, who your two?
And then, you know, next, you know, I got to have Jordan. Of course, you gotta have Jordan at the two.
Dark nigga squad. He got the dark nigga squad though.
We're going with all niggas though. I mean,
he's all niggas though.
You know, yeah, gotta go with all niggas though. All
right.
You know,
all right. Who's your PG? Did you say your PG?
We got PG. We gotta go with the greatest I feel of all time, which is LeBron James.
Point guard.
Point guard. I'm just throwing LeBron James.
Nah,
bro,
he ain't no point guard.
I don't need no PG. Yeah. Like this is basketball, baby. And LeBron got this, though, dog. Like.
So you got LeBron, Jordan.
You know what Magic would
do
to him?
Guards.
So you got LeBron, Jordan, KD, Webber,
and Shaq. And it's over. And we're running.
That would be a good team.
We're running. And I'm not saying that's the
Who's
best.
Who's your four again?
My four is Chris Webber.
Nah.
Dominant big man. Pass out the post, play in the post, back to the
But the only thing I question about your team is the floor ain't going to be a spread because KD the only one who really shooting like that, who just like is like wet with the open one.
Webber hitting at that elbow.
Because LeBron
he cool,
is,
but they not just like they not just made to shoot
and,
like.
And we don't have
shooters.
To play like that because we can guard. Like, see, like I'm going based off the style of basketball is going to be.
But y'all would
to,
have hella deep.
That's
but,
not a basketball.
But I will say that squad
threes.
Would be hella defense though.
Screen. Let's play some pick and roll with that
defense
out there. You
but I'm
gonna
come with my squad. Okay. See, my squad is like, and against your squad, I kind of question because you kind of big, and I would be nervous. But
he said,
because I'd be nervous about because my starting point guard isn't as big as them.
Yeah, I got LBJ.
I'm going with I'm going with Steph Curry as my starting point guard.
Yeah, I got LeBron shutting that
because
down.
Because I want a shooter. I just feel like he's changed the point guard position. And it's just like he could play two guard or shooting guard, so I want him as my point guard. My two guard would be MJ off top, because he's just the ultimate scorer. My three, what did I say about three? Oh yeah, my three was gonna be LeBron because LeBron is the point guard basically, and I got Curry, so I just feel like LeBron would be my three, and my four would be Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett could move around.
Kevin
with,
Garnett,
okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, no. Well,
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett, nice.
In his prime, he's ready. He's moving with any player on the switches. Right. He's gonna be the whole point guards, two guards.
But that's centers, gonna be your problem, I feel,
that.
With that
he gonna be
five.
So long. And then my center, gonna be Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's nice.
Because he's my best. Like when I watched him at his peak in that 94-95, them 2 years at his peak. I never saw he just the moves. He was just ridiculous, man. That fadeaway, the dream shake, like I just feel like at his peak, no one is doing nothing with none of that though, and he'll be killing it. And I just feel like with that team with Curry, Jordan, LeBron, KG, Hakeem, we will be nice.
Now, see that Curry part is where I think you'll have problems with my starting five, you know, because Curry in that case is going to be having a guard of LeBron. And vice versa.
Well, on your team, who was your two guard? Jordan.
Yeah. So you're gonna have
LeBron,
problems with my
LeBron
team.
LeBron at the, and then who the?
KD is at the three.
Oh damn! Yeah.
So
it would be tough. Like honestly, that would be a tough little matchup.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with me. Let's go with the real one.
Let me hear what you're talking about.
Let's go with the real one. I've really thought about this one, man, because I feel like that. People overlook Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I got to say at center, I got to go Kareem.
Okay.
And the reason for that is you do know he was 11-time all-defensive player team. He's on the team. He won defensive player of the year a couple times. But
his style of ball, like, I know he's a great athlete. understand that. Okay.
He's a great athlete.
Go-to moves, you know. Skyhook, of course.
Unstoppable. Most unstoppable move in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, that Skyhook. That Skyhook was a great shot.
To this day,
When he was his younger years, like, because he could do it from so many areas on the court.
I'm talking about prime. Like post up. Talking about prime.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a dominant. And you really couldn't block it either.
You still can't. He's 7 feet.
But I did see a highlight where Will Chamberlain slapped that shit one time, though. It was just something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was probably the only highlight. But you got to understand, too, even in this day and age, who's going to defend that?
I got Shaq,
and he's shooting free throw. No, Shaq will get hooked on. He will get hooked
Shaq
on.
Shaq is the most athletic big man.
It'll be a tough shot.
He won't be able to get a hold of
that. It'll be tough.
He won't get a hold of that. So then we'll go to power four. Let's go to power four. We're going to go ahead and say the big fundamental.
Oh, yeah. Garnett punking him.
No. The big fundamental is the greatest
Garnett slapped him in the back of his head.
I don't care what he can do in the street. I'm talking about on the hoop court.
No, I'm talking about on the court. He slapped him in the back of the head on the court. Look up the highlight.
Brian,
it's on there. Garnett slapped the shit out of Duncan in the back of the head.
Hey.
The Duncan turned around looking like, huh?
Let my man, Tim Duncan. And big fundamentals, you know what? That's enough said, though. You know that
the big fundamental, man. I know in the block, elbow, the Jimmy's nice, the rebound, he's boxing out, he's running the floor, he's a rim runner. Hey, man, all I'm saying is
I'd break even with my starting five with that dude.
I like him.
He's nice, though.
So then we're gonna go. Then we're gonna go small forward, man. I gotta go LeBron James, man. Hey.
See, that's why
the vision, the passing. The physicality, and I don't know why they talk about him in the clutch like he's a bum. This motherfucker be balling time.
He didn't do some clutch stuff too. It's like they just magnify his.
Hey, no,
magnify his mess ups.
Skip Bayless.
It's like everybody has mess ups.
This bitch ass.
Yeah, he just hate Bron. Like, I don't give a fuck what LeBron do, nigga. He gonna just hate, nigga. LeBron can free the slaves and shit. He gonna be like, well, Harriet Tubman just did it better. You know what I mean? that motherfucker.
Hey, man. So I got LeBron because I like who. It don't matter who's on LeBron team. He don't need to score 50. You know what I mean? He don't need to get his shots up. He gonna fill in where we need him to fill in.
Hey, you gonna pick him at the three? He's gonna be your three, though.
And we do have LeBron. No, but I had him at my three too. But I had him at my three, knowing that he's gonna be my point guard on my team.
And see, I think with talent, if you put him at the three, you're putting him out of place.
Nah, I think he can guard one to five.
He likes point guards on the seat. The reason he would mix with my team good on offense because Curry's out there wabbing for him. Like, he likes point guards.
Hold on. Did you pick Curry at point guard?
Yeah, Curry at point guard.
Yeah, it's over.
I ain't doing no light skinned niggas, man. But look,
I know. I threw one in there,
hey,
man.
Bro, he's not guarding the soul, bro. He can't guard nobody. Yeah.
That's why
you know what? Hey, man. I'm gonna change my starting lineup because I didn't know y'all was coming like that.
Let me finish this. Hold on.
So, man, at the two, man,
I do have to take Curry out right now.
No, you're gonna have to leave Curry in there right now.
Nigga's a little soft.
He's a little soft, nigga.
I might have should have came with GP.
Hey, this nigga Curry shimmies his shoulder, my nigga. Like, when you shimmy your shoulders, you soft, nigga. Like, you can't shimmy your shoulders on the basketball court.
And that's why I say when you're picking your starting five, you can't get caught up in the greatest player at a position.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
just trying to win this
game. Let me tell you who my shooting guard is right now, though.
Go ahead.
So my shooting guard is Kobe Bean. Bryant.
Yes, your shooting guard?
He's a motherfucking killer, my nigga.
But he ain't gonna kill Jordan, though.
Let me tell you right now.
Jordan got the most points scored in playoff games, the most 50-point games in the playoffs and shit, 63 in the playoffs. Kobe never even scored 50 in the playoffs, ever.
Okay.
So.
Was it 50 in the playoffs mean something? Allen Iverson scored 50 in the playoffs.
Yes, because he's a scorer. He getting buckets.
Jordan Kobe Bean Bryant has more buckets than Michael Jordan.
All his pump fakes.
Okay, check out field goal.
He does have more buckets.
Okay, check out their field goal percentages. Jordan's field goal percentages is way higher than Kobe's. Because
he was doing nothing but layups.
And Jordan was hitting fadeaways and jumpers too,
Jordan
man.
Was doing layups and fadeaways. I mean, my nigga, that era was just all paint. The nigga was in the paint all the time.
Hey, man, it ain't his
so
fault.
Let me get this straight. You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem, Tim Duncan.
Okay, that's
light-skinned niggas right there. What you talking about?
No, Kareem,
they
ain't. Nah,
you got two
light-skinned
niggas.
Nah, this is Carmel, nigga. I'm Carmel, nigga.
All right, nigga, point guard, nigga.
All right, nigga, hey. Point guard, and I'm going to say
LeBron
it, man.
James and Kobe, and now yeah. Point guard. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say it like this, bro.
Mark Jackson.
No. Hey, my nigga, Gary motherfucking Payton.
Oh, GP.
Yeah. I got to go with a fucking hog nigga that's going to get on. And you know what he going to do to Curry? Oh, he going to fuck Curry's ass out. Okay,
what is he going to do to LeBron?
I'm going
to
say, man.
Oh, you know, remember, he's 6'4". He's 6'4", 6'5". He was strong.
See, we underestimated Curry.
He was strong.
We underestimated Curry, man, because Curry with Jordan and LeBron out there with him.
Hey, man.
That should be ridiculous, though.
I'm just letting y'all know, Jordan, LeBron,
KG,
and cigars.
KG ain't even going to let Curry get punked, nigga. KG going to be out there ready, nigga. So is Lijuan, nigga. Matter of fact, we could get to 2K and put these motherfuckers all on teams and battle. That's what the fuck we need to do.
Yeah, I'm with that.
That's what the fuck we need to do, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. That fuck Jordan that. And LeBron at the guards, shit is over, though, man. And then I got KD right,
so
at
we
the
got,
three.
We got our starting fives.
And then we got Shaq and Weber.
Okay, we got our starting
five. I'm just
five.
Saying, though, but
okay, hey, what was the next topic about to be, Black?
Right now,
hey,
it's
man.
Over.
Hey, man, it's almost over, man. But I wanted to bring up who y'all got as the best athlete ever, because this is actually volume one right now.
Who's I know
the greatest athlete of all time,
hands down.
You gonna go first?
I'll go first, hands down. Ahead. To me, I feel like the best athlete ever because these are the best athletes. I feel like Usain Bolt is the best athlete ever.
Wow. Okay.
Usain Bolt, because track athletes are the best athletes, man. They're in the best shape. They do the most running. They just got to do the most. And I just feel like for him to be the fastest dude ever in the history ever, no hands down. Like in track, you could just tell who the fastest. You could just look at a time and know who did what. But the way he dominated in his peak, leaving grown ass men like they was little boys and shit, uh-huh. Breaking all the records like it was nothing. I feel like Usain Bolt is the best athlete ever to me, man.
Who we got?
Wow. Well, the reason I'm basing mine is off of also just impact of the sport too. You know, I mean, I hear you with Usain Bolt though, but just track is not that really of an impactful of a sport to me to be.
Hey man, the track athletes is the best athletes. Anybody tell you?
Not really. If he can't dunk, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I bet you
he can't take a tackle.
Hey, I bet you Usain Bolt could dunk.
I think he can dunk.
I bet you was asking dunk.
And nigga's about 6'5".
I'm just saying though, he would hoop if he was raw enough. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, nigga, I'm telling you, man. Hey. Being on that track field. I mean, because it's like
the
you could be the skill.
Are either playing basketball or football.
Well, that's just what you get glorified saying? Because that's what make the money. But I don't feel like that's the best athlete, though. You can't just say he a better athlete than them.
If football played basketball money, you would see 6'8" quarterbacks.
I mean, those are just the sports that people like the best.
Okay.
That don't make them the best athletes.
Okay, but my best athlete of all time, you know, my bad. You know, hit the fall off there. But it's Michael Jordan. I'm going on with Michael Jordan.
Are we for real?
Yes, yes. Yeah, definitely basing that off my
so what,
he wasn't
I'm
even
not
the
talking
most,
about no buckets. I'm not talking
he's
about
not
buckets.
Even the most
I'm not
athletic,
talking about
he's not even the most athletic player to ever play in the NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, because Russell so Westbrook is way more athletic than him.
Athleticism has a lot to do with
greatest
just
athlete. I'm talking about career accomplishment. Accolades.
Okay, well that's
no,
like
no, but,
well that's
but,
like
just,
saying
I'm
either
saying,
either
but,
either
but
Bo Jackson
though,
or Deion because they play two sports.
Just impact in everything though, like. When you say Usain Bolt, that's great. He's a great track player. But you got track players that wear Jordans. You know what I'm saying? You got football players
I
that
know,
wear...
I know, but it's not
like,
about...
Like, but
not,
no, no,
it's
but,
not
listen,
about
but listen,
that.
It's the impact. Look, I'm talking about greatest athlete. He transcended his sport to other sports, though. So if we're talking about athletes, it's boxers.
No, man. We're not talking about, like, overall. We're not talking about athletes. We're just talking about body, just their body, what their body could do. Athlete as far as just, like, who got the best just body to do shit and just in their sport.
Man, you just like Jordans.
Sport,
you like wearing Jordans.
That's all I'm saying, man. Like, Usain Bolt is the hell of an athlete, man. I watch track players, man. Like them basketball or football can't get on that track is a whole different animal, man. Whole different thing.
Are you sticking to that? I thought you was about to change that up. Nigga, well, that was horrible.
Well, I can change it up if based off the criteria you guys just mentioned. I mean, if we're going off that, I mean, I would say something more in the lines of maybe Bo Jackson, you know. I mean, if we're talking about athletes.
That's not bad.
I mean, at his peak, he was a hell of an athlete, though. Baseball, football, like, I will say at his peak, him or Deion, actually, you know. They did two sports. They the only one. They are the two guys who do two sports at the highest level, though. At a high-ass level, though.
Yeah, I'm just talking about somebody that dominated.
They didn't get to do sport. The only thing is they didn't do it for that long, though. It was only like a few years, though.
That's why I picked Jordan, though. I was just basing it off, like, the way he dominated his sport and pretty much the whole culture of just.
I'm talking about athlete, though, bro. Like, dominate. Yeah, that's just what I said. No bucket.
Like, I mean, remember, like you said, he's not anything else more than an athlete. Everything else just comes with him being a raw athlete. Jordan don't talk. Jordan don't do nothing. But all he did was play ball. And everybody goes crazy off everything else. You feel me?
Hey, I'm starting to believe that you just love MJ, dog.
I'm just saying, like, dude.
I might have to agree. My just pure athleticism. I got to go with Usain Bolt, dog. I was thinking the same thing because first thing I think about is just any Olympic star, like, you have to be pretty athletic in order to, like, really get down the way this cat get out. I mean, let's just talk about the dominance. His dominance is way, way behind Michael Jordan's. I like Jordan, man.
It's going to hard for his record to ever be broke, man. Like, just like clear cut, just fastest ever. He could just say he's just clearly the fastest person to ever run on this earth. He could say that.
Damn, I didn't even think about it.
Hey, no.
Nigga, I'm the fastest nigga to ever run ever. No one ever ran as fast as me.
Hey, I didn't look at it like that. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You're right. You got me there.
Basketball's a lot of debate. You could be better. You might be better than all football.
Yeah, that's arguably.
And not only was he beating cats, but he was just running past cats. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just really just.
I mean, didn't he do it for three Olympics? Three Olympics? Wasn't it 2000 or was it 2000? I forgot the years he did it in.
Let's not even talk about this.
I got to definitely take that back because he did try baseball and he was horrible. So, yeah.
Oh, who, Mike?
yeah, he
was trash.
I definitely got to take that one back. So
he was trash, bro. Yeah.
I was just based on all of a different criteria. But go ahead.
Well. Hey, man. So you're changing for Michael Jordan, right?
Oh, I got Bo Jackson. I'm going with Bo.
I go Bo. Yeah, that Bo prime time.
Bo was cool.
But prime time, they're all in there.
If you go Bo, I would have to throw Deion in there too, though.
Yeah, Deion in there too. But I don't know if Deion was as good as Bo Jackson was in both sports.
Well, Deion was good in baseball. He was a factor on that Atlanta.
I seen his little team. Yeah, 30 for 30.
He was
seen
a factor.
That.
He was a factor. So he was good. And they wanted him to play and be on the team, and they would have paid him a lot of money to play.
But I'm just
offense is just more of a, it just has more of an impact as far as, you know, just the eye test when you look at it. Because Deion is definitely just as dope. Like, he dominated on the defensive end just as well as Bo Jackson dominated on offense, though, when it come down to it. But we don't look at defense the same way we do offense.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I'm thinking about prime time. I don't know if he would have he wasn't an all-star in baseball. I know Bo
was.
I
think he was, though. I mean, I don't know for sure. We got to look that up, but I think he was.
Was he?
I think he was.
I don't know because Bo was all-star. I didn't see that. I didn't see that he was an all-star, especially on that series.
Well, I know Deion played both ways in football.
Hey, get paid from both of them damn sports, though. Shit.
Yeah.
Deion played both ways in football. Shit.
You're right. I ain't gonna lie, he did. But he was good. He was dominant. He was, for me, that was my favorite all time football player. Man, was prime. He made me want to lace up and do my thing every week, practice. Everybody, when I was coming up, wanted 21.
I have to agree.
We almost had to scrap over that number. I didn't get that number.
But that's
I had to take
topic.
11.
To me, that's a good another topic. We gotta have best football player ever.
Oh yeah, man! This is volume one. I got some shows next week, man. I got some other cats coming here to talk about their greatest, man. They passionate, man. You know what I mean? And we'll get this done and over with, man. And you know, we talk about sports, but, you know, I definitely want to get into some community stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We definitely want to get into some of that, but some relationship stuff, you know, all that. But for right now, man, I really appreciate y'all, man, and it's been fun, bro. Like, yep. It's been fun, man.
Thanks for having us, my
bro. Oh, yeah, man. Anytime. This one,
hey, we will
one
be
of
back.
Many.
We will be
one
back.
One of many.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, man. One of many, man. Yeah, one sure. of many, man.
My first session. Definitely appreciate the invite, man.
Yeah. But I definitely is going to say this, man. This is my first one. You know, I'm live right now, actually on. I'm live out here, man. I'm definitely live right now on social media right now, man. And I'm not really a big social media guy, and but I know my sister. Shout out to Cloud9 in the Straight Shot. I think a lot of good things are coming our way, and I think that we've been blessed to be together. My boy Kelvo. I want to give a shout out to you too, just in general about everything we've been working towards, man. I want to say to y'all too, man. This is episode number one.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been blessed, man, and I'm blessed to have y'all here, man. It's been real, Brody. It's been real, man. Hey, so definitely join us next time. We're gonna have some more subjects, some more topics. I appreciate all my subscribers, my followers, everybody that's been interested in everything I do. Shout out to you, and peace and love. What is that? Who said that? Was that
Don Cornelius?
Yeah, let me take that back. He's kind of
love, peace.
He's a weird cat. Yeah, so I'm gonna say I'm out. All right, y'all.
I'm about to be on some real murder shit, eh? I'm telling you, man. Any nigga that ever looked at me wrong owes me money or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead. You understand what the fuck I'm saying, eh? They're fucking dead, man. I don't give a fuck about nothing, man.